Well, it's time for our local hero report with Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. I'm Bob Flaherty, and our special guest today, Fred Bedell. How you doing?
Very good. Thanks, Bob.
From Pie in the Sky Berry Farm.
That's right. Minutes from downtown Northampton. So you drive down past Sheldon Field and the Three County Fairground. You go under the little underpass, and then you come out to the Magic Kingdom by the airport, and you see a view of the Holyoke Range you've never seen before. Blows your mind. Yeah. And then you turn right, and you keep going down a bumpy little road for about a quarter mile, and there you are. Last weekend was our first weekend. The plan right now is to have strawberries this year and do well with that, and then in the future there may be blueberries, too. We already have two acres planted.
Now, your wife, Kristen Sykes?
She is the vice president for communications. Some people say that she's the marketing director, but she said, no, she's the vice president. So she can also be seen at the Tuesday Farmers Market, where we have a stand. She dresses entirely in strawberry-themed clothing and accessories.
You look good, Phil, in a strawberry-themed attire, I must say.
Well, usually when I'm eating strawberries, even if my clothes didn't start as strawberry attire, they end up being that way.
This farm, the Pie in the Sky Berry Farm, first of all, the name is pretty significant, isn't it?
There's lots of meanings to Pie in the Sky, but I guess one personal meaning is it's a dream that is an unachievable dream, and just by accident and fate, my dream seems to have come true.
What is your dream?
To have my own farm, I guess, which is that is one of the old American dreams, even before the dream of having a picket fence and a house. But I've been working on other people's farms for 20 years. It didn't seem like the opportunity was going to happen for me to have my own, but the CESA website has a classified page, and I was looking on there a couple years ago, and there was an ad for 8 acres of prime farmland soils for sale in the Northampton Meadows, and I was the only person who even bit on that fish hook. And one of the things which really made it possible is that the previous owner had very generously, I guess, decided to put her land under APR protection. And that meant that the farm had to be sold at agricultural value.
And that's how we keep farming going in the city of Northampton. And this is exactly what we want. We want summer to be knocking on the door and to have asparagus give way to strawberries. And for us to be able to bring our families to do things maybe for the first time and maybe for the 500th time, where we can expose them to picking fruit fresh.
Chemically free.
That's right.
Sustainably grown.
That's right. We grow with organic practices because people are justifiably worried about what's on their strawberry. And if you've never had a fresh picked strawberry from the Northampton Meadows, you probably never really had a very good strawberry.
Speaking of which.
That is really good.
That one that I picked up earlier.
That big one.
That looks about 3 strawberries in one.
We have lots of those out there. Yeah, there's ones that you can barely close your hand around. Because this is such a new farm and, you know, the critters and the humans have barely found it yet, it's really good picking. And everybody who's come out so far has said, what good picking. And I do advise people to come out midweek, and you can have the whole field to yourself, and you can also keep the starlings away. We're open 8 to 6, Wednesday through Sunday, and we're also at the Tuesday Farmers Market behind Thorns.
You talk an awful lot about the valley floodplain soil.
Yes. When I walk around my property or think, if I find a rock, it's such a rare occurrence, I pick it up and put it in my pocket.
So you've farmed on so many different farms in the last 20 years. What is the range of soils you've seen, and how has this made it easier to start up your farm?
Oh, great question. Many people in Massachusetts know that it's all ledge and swamps and rocks. There's many nice, beautiful farms which produce great produce in those kinds of settings, and I have worked on many of them. But, you know, sometimes the tractor sinks in up to the hubs. Sometimes you can't even get in the field until mid-season because it drains so badly. Especially as the climate changes and we have these years like last year with such heavy precipitation, having the land drain quickly and well is very, very important.
There's a story that mentions you in the Kestrel Land Trust website. And you talk about all your farms that you worked on, including ones as far away as Maryland. And even in Maryland, they talk about Hadley Loam?
Indeed. Hadley Loam is world famous. It's really fascinating history of how this soil came to be. Every grain of it was carried into a glacial lake and dropped as sediment into the lake from rivers. So essentially, it's all of the good stuff from all of northeastern North America drifted down into the bottom of this lake.
And that's what results in our strawberries that we can pick for ourselves or get at the Tuesday market.
The people who really appreciate it the most are small children. You just turn your toddlers loose out there and they will toddle around like drunks with their faces completely covered in strawberry juice. Well, you know the way toddlers toddle.
Yes, yes. And some of us, too.
Big one
look
there.
At the juice that I've got all over the log. Yeah. Isn't that great? When you can besmirch the log like that, you know you've made your day. Now I got to try this animal. I like that better than the dark one.
Great. That's the thing about picking your own is you can taste test and decide if you like this one. Yeah, we let, of course, people have to sample. There's no way to know otherwise.
We've been talking to Fred Bettel, who owns the Pie in the Sky Berry Farm in the Meadows on Fair Street in North End, the Fair Street Extension.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm out there, or a friend or a helper is out there to help you, and $5 a quart, $36 a flat. It's a bargain. It's fun. We have whole families out there. And if you have people visiting from out of town in the next couple weeks, bring them on down.
I could eat a family's worth all by myself, Phil.
Go for it. And you can find out more about this farm and other farms at buylocalfood.org.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Bob. You.